So, making a mistake with a pencil is easy to fix. You just use the pink side, right? And with ink, you just flip the eraser and use the blue part. Wrong. And you just wrecked a perfectly good piece of paper. That's because the blue part is actually also for pencil. Mind blown. The blue side of the eraser is for erasing mistakes on thicker paper, where the softer pink side just can't get the job done. A vegetable peeler isn't just for potatoes or carrots. You can use it to shave off thin slices of onion. Hey, I just saved you time, stress, and a whole bunch of tears. It's also good for cutting perfect thin slices of cheese. Everything is better with cheese. The diagonal leather patch on backpacks isn't just for decoration. It's there to hold your nasty shoes. Backpacks are made for the outdoors, with pockets to hold water bottles, pens, maps, coins, and maybe even tiny dogs. So it makes sense to tie up your muddy shoes on the outside of your bag. Placing a wooden spoon across the top of a pot of pasta can stop it from turning into a volcano situation. The bubbles get all confused when they come into contact with the spoon's water-repelling surface, and they retreat back into the pot, victory. Less mess and more pasta. If you're pre-rinsing your dishes like you were told to, you might be getting worse results from your dishwasher. Most modern dishwashers have sensors inside them to sense how dirty your plates are. Then they unleash a controlled jet of water to get all of that stuff off. Scrape any solid food into your compost bin and stack them up properly. Let the dishwasher do the hard work. Dropping an open juice box can turn a relaxing Sunday into a day of cleaning up a sticky mess. The manufacturers know how you feel and how clumsy you can be. That's why they put little handles on the cartons. Flip up the flaps at the top of the juice box. Okay, now you can totally space out. Blenders are designed to have the liquids put in first. To make the perfect smoothie, add your milk, coconut water, yogurt, or whatever you use in first, then your berries and spinach and whatever. You can thank me later. You're welcome. Ever pull the foil lid off a pudding or one of those mini applesauce things and realize you don't have a spoon with you? Don't worry, there's a trick for that hidden in the foil. Give it a little fold and it's good to go. Now, it's not really a spoon, more of a mini shovel, but it gets the job done. Or you can use your fingers instead. No. No more sacrificing your fingernail on that key ring your friend got you in Cabo. For a frustration-free way to add a new key to your ring, grab a staple remover and wedge its teeth between the coils. Create even more space by pressing down. Now, there's no need to cry over spilled milk. Pouring milk out of a carton can sometimes lead to messy accidents. Unless you use this simple trick, turn the carton around and pour it out that way. What? It may seem weird, but once you try it, you'll never go back. Have you ever tried to pull out a square of plastic wrap only to have the whole roll jump out of the box in excitement? Not anymore. There's little cardboard tabs on the sides to hold the tube in place, making it easy to glide the film out. Just push them in and never be frustrated again. Never! Using a plunger on a clogged kitchen sink or toilet can be annoying. But have you really got the right tool for the job? One is the standard bowl-shaped rubber head. This is perfect for flat surfaces like a sink or a tub. The other one has a narrower head on it, specifically designed for toilet pipes. Having a cold drink on a hot summer's day is so refreshing. But what do you do if your soda bottle is still warm? Cry? The always handy paper towel is here to save the day. Wet the towel, wrap it around the bottle, and place it in the freezer for 15 to 20 minutes. Presto! A nice cold beverage. When you look at a check and see MP near the signature line, it means the check printer used microprint as an extra security feature. To the untrained eye, it looks like a normal line. Tricky stuff. Elevators have many tricks up their sleeves. Not that they actually wear coats or anything. Pressing the floor button twice to turn it off, holding the closed door button and your floor together to get an express ride? Does that actually work? But what about that secret hole in the outside door? Is someone looking in on your bored resting elevator face? As cool as that would be, it's only for maintenance people to open the elevator and fix any problems. Cutting cherry tomatoes can be extremely boring, one tomato at a time. Surely, there's a quicker way to do this. Well, try placing a bunch of them between two plates. Slice in between and enjoy perfectly cut cherry tomato halves. The colored tags used to seal bread tell you which day of the week the bread was baked on. Who would have guessed? The coating makes it easier for shops to remove older loaves from the shelves. But bread tags can do more than keep your favorite loaf sealed. Grabbing the right cord from behind the TV is all about luck, until now. Use the old bread tags as indicators to quickly find the cord you want. The Golden Gate Bridge color wasn't meant to be the orangey red that it is today. The bridge's original color was suggested to be many other colors, such as black with yellow stripes or even candy cane, to make it visible for passing ships and aircraft, especially in the frequent San Francisco fog. But when the steel arrived, covered in an orange primer to protect it from rust, the architect preferred the international orange color, and it stuck. Those legs on the back of keyboards aren't an ergonomic design to help your wrists sit better. Using the legs out for too long can tire and hurt your wrists, plus slowing your typing down. The hinge legs are just there to help you see the letters and numbers better if you don't know how to touch type. The color of a chili pepper reveals nothing about its taste or heat. The smaller a chili is, the hotter it'll usually be. The heat doesn't come from the seeds, as believed, but the white membranes that hold them. Hidden within the Toblerone logo of the mountain is the image of a bear standing on its hind legs about to eat that yodeler over there. No, not really. This is because bears are a big part of Bern, one of the biggest cities in Switzerland where the founder created the triangle chocolate tree. Toblerone is also a play on the founder's family name, Tobler, and the Italian word Torone for honey and almond nougat. The space below a cup of noodles is there to protect the noodles during transport. This technique is called a middle suspension. Not only are they protected better in their styrofoam cup, but it also helps those noodles soften more evenly and quickly. Now, even though you might have thought that the hole in the barrel of a ballpoint pen had no purpose, it does. It's called a venting system, which helps the ink flow more smoothly. This way, an even amount of air pressure is created inside and outside the pen, allowing the ink to flow into the point easily. One of the most recognized logos in the cycling world has a hidden item in its famous logo. Inside the Tour de France name, a cyclist hides in the O, U, and R. Those metal brackets on the top of the nozzles in gas stations have a unique design put into place in case of accidents. If a dodo accidentally forgets the nozzle is still inside the gas tank and starts driving away, the magnetic brackets separate without damaging any part of the gas pump. Wendy's logo is designed off of the daughter of creator Dave Thomas. It's also named after her nickname, but there is more to the logo than that. Wendy's collar spells out the word mom. While unintentional, it became something to mean a homey feel, more than any other restaurant out there. Finding the right lane to be in while driving for your exit can sometimes be confusing, especially in a foreign country. Pay attention to the side of the road that exit signs are located. It'll be the lane you need to be in. Some toothpaste has a little seal on them that needs to be removed before you can use them. Instead of peeling back the foil layer, the toothpaste lid has a little spike on the top just for this reason. Tostitos have a secret symbol hidden right in the middle of their name. The two T's in the middle of the logo resemble two people enjoying Tostitos over a bowl of salsa. The salsa bowl is in red and forms the dot in the I. One of the most recognizable figures in the world, the Statue of Liberty, for 16 years functioned as a fully operational lighthouse. However, the light was barely visible, even from Manhattan. In 1901, it was eventually decommissioned as a lighthouse. Tourists could even visit the torch for a stunning view of the city. But an accident damaged the Statue of Liberty's torch in 1916, and it's been closed to the public ever since. Famous engineer Alexander Gustav Eiffel, sound familiar, helped design the steel internal framework to keep the statue stable. It's strong enough to withstand around 600 bolts of lightning a year. When the wind is high, the statue can sway by around 3 inches, and its torch about 5 inches. 354 steps lead up to the crown of Lady Liberty, which is open to visitors, but the torch is off limits. Speaking of visiting the statue, have you ever been there? The Do Not Remove Under Penalty of Law tag on mattresses isn't put there for the consumer or void your warranty either if you do remove them. In the 1900s, manufacturers used to create the filling with basically anything. Animal hair, old hospital beds, or clothing. It didn't matter at the time. Strict laws created the tags to stop recycled materials from being used and sold as new. Good thing! Toyota's symbol is more than just some random rings combined. The three overlapping ovals symbolize the merge of the hearts of consumers and Toyota together. A California sushi roll is made of seaweed, rice, cucumber, avocado, and crab meat. But it's not crab meat at all. Surimi is an imitation crab meat. It's made of white fish blended with sugar instead of crustaceans. The fish mixture is then heated and pressed into shape. The logo for Beats is just a lowercase b inside of a red circle. The circle represents a human head, with the b being the headphones in their shape. All those little black dots around the edges of car windows are called frits. A frit is a painted black enamel that's put into windshields during manufacturing. They block ultraviolet rays and help distribute temperatures between the metal and glass. There are 24 symbols hidden inside the Unilever logo. Let's count, shall we? The sun, dove, plant, spark, chili pepper, spoon, bowl, flower, ice cream, hand, hair, lips, swirl, fish, clothes, bee, particles, packaging, transformation, waves, DNA, palm trees, heart, and virtuous cycle, whatever that is. These represent everything that the company believes in and produces. DNA? Bobby pins are designed so that the zigzag part goes onto your scalp, not the flat part. It gives a greater grip on the hair and skin, making the pin stay in longer. The story that the pins were named after those fashionable London constables, called Bobbies, is not true. I made it up. Above each car door, you'll usually find a handle. I call it the "Oh no" handle. It's there to give you something to hold onto when your grandma decides to go full NASCAR. These handles are actually especially useful, all jokes aside. A lot of people need a little extra help getting in and out of the car. As for why the driver's door usually doesn't have one, there are a couple of reasons. For one, the steering wheel can function as a makeshift grab handle. Drivers might also be inclined to grab the handle while driving. Not safe. Modern car keys have a nice trick up their sleeve, if they had sleeves. They can control your windows. Try holding the unlock button on your car keys for a few seconds. There's a chance that after 5 seconds, your car windows will magically open. If you hold the lock button again, your windows should close. Only a few special people actually use this cool trick. Check out your owner's manual. Your car might be one of the lucky ones. If your internet goes down and you really need that gaming fix, Google has you covered. You click on your favorite shortcut and disaster. The dreaded message appears, unable to connect to the internet. But wait, what's that little pixelated dinosaur next to it? Instead of panicking, press that spacebar. This little game has become a huge hit, and it's a lot more addictive than it looks. A dinosaur jumping over a cactus? Genius. During the colder months, putting on a beanie can mean the difference between staying home and going outside. And you can thank French sailors for the pom-pom on top. This was to stop them from banging their heads on those pesky beams down below.
Ow!
Fast forward a bunch of decades, now everyone's wearing them. Next time you're on a flight, look above each window. You'll notice some little triangles sitting there. They're there to show the flight crew the best spots to view the plane's flaps through the window. If you're worried about a little air sickness ruining your flight, try to choose a seat that's located between these triangles. Sitting between the wings puts you in the direct center of the plane and offers the smoothest possible ride. Now, sitting at a long traffic light usually makes me hungry, bored, and a little curious. Have you ever thought about those black dots and that black line all along the edges of your windshield? It looks cool enough, but come on, it's got to have a hidden use, right? Well, the black line is called a frit, and it's there to help your windshield from popping out of the car. Pretty important, I'd say. Microwavable instant rice loves to fall over in the microwave, if you're me, that is. And like me, you've probably struggled with keeping the package upright. As it turns out, the flaps that fold out from the bottom create a nice, sturdy base. Push them out and give it a try. Hey, why didn't I learn this in school? Has that half-finished 2-liter bottle of soda left over from pizza night gone flat? Rather than pouring it down the drain, add it to your compost heap. The sugar feeds good microorganisms and increases the acidity of the pile, helping organic material break down faster. Any pair of scissors will go blunt sooner or later, but don't let that stop you. There's a product in your kitchen that can help bring them back to life fast. Aluminum foil isn't just for leftover lasagna. Fold a sheet of it into quarters and start cutting. Cutting through the foil will sharpen those scissors right up, but not if they're too blunt. Rescue them while there's still time. Those little escalator brushes aren't there to clean your shoes, even though they can do a rather good job. These bristles are actually a serious safety feature. Without them, clothes, shoelaces, and bags can get caught in them when they're too close to the sides. The little brushes are also there to tickle you, to remind you to look down and take care. Hey, I always thought it was a bug rubbing up against me. Half belts. Seriously, what's up with those things? Well, some military jackets used to double as blankets, and the half belt helped keep the extra material from getting in the soldier's way. Nowadays, they're mostly used as a fashion accessory. Accidentally stapling the wrong pages together is like the worst thing ever. Well, there are worse things, but it's certainly annoying, especially if the staple takes out a huge piece of your document with it when you try to pry it off. There's actually a simple way to make sure that the stapler pins are less tight and easier to pull out. Take a close look at that metal plate at the front of your stapler, known as the anvil. Turn the stapler upside down and adjust the settings. You're basically changing the stapler setting to temporary. No more tears, no more tears. Toilet seat covers have been used wrong for way too long. I see you ripping off that flap that looks like a tongue. No, you're doing it all wrong. Instead of tearing it off, let the flap sit in the bowl after you put it down the cover. When you flush, the suction will pull on the flap and take it away. That dark square or rectangle at the end of your toothpaste tube, what does that mean? Is it color-coded to show what ingredients are in there? Or does it show whether the toothpaste is synthetic or natural? Well, sorry, but the truth isn't that exciting. The markings are there for the assembly machines. They help the machines know where to cut and fold each tube. We've all driven home from the supermarket, taken a right turn a little too hard, and crash! Sounds like the groceries volcano just erupted in the trunk. Look closely in the trunk. You might see some little hooks in there. You can hang your bags on them. Ooh. Yeah, some cars have them behind the front seats instead. You can use them to hang clothes or even your takeout bag. If you struggle to peel an orange, there's actually a secret way to get into it efficiently. Cut into the peel at the top and bottom. Make a slit on one side, and then just pull it open. Yogurt is a great healthy snack to eat, provided you have a spoon with you. But if you don't, I've got a trick for you. All you need do is twist the foil lid from the yogurt pot into the shape of a spoon. If you can't just get rid of the food stuck in your teeth, you might not be using dental floss the right way. It can be hard to get perfect results with loose floss. To increase the tension, tie it in a knot. That way, it won't hurt your hands as well. Grocery carts have metal loops on the sides for a reason. You don't really want to put your jacket in the cart next to the onions, do you? So, hang it on one of the loops. These little things can help organize the space in your cart better. We all keep our pans in oven drawers. They're designed for kitchenware, after all. But there's another way to use them that's even more useful. These drawers can actually keep your dish hot for a while without overcooking it. Remember that the next time your friends are running late for dinner. Plastic cup lids can become super handy cup holders. There are three small bulges on the reverse side, and the cup fits in there perfectly. No more coffee stains. Pretty much everyone who's ever been in a public toilet knows what paper seat covers are for. But many people find them inconvenient, and that's mainly because they don't know how to use them the right way. The flap should be placed right in front of you and drop down into the bowl. Have you ever seen those weird cylinders on cables? They're actually handier than they seem because they can help reduce high-frequency interference. The little sharp point on the cap of an ointment tube is there for a reason, too. Most tubes are usually sealed with foil, and it's better to avoid opening it with your fingers unless you're ready to say goodbye to your nails. The point on the cap can open even the best sealed tube without a problem. The small bumps on the F and J keys on your keyboard have a little-known purpose. They can help you find the right key even without looking at the keyboard. Pretty cool if you want to start blind typing. Ever notice the hole in a ruler? It's there if you want to place it on a hook or draw a perfect circle. Take a look at your iPhone. You see that weird little dot between the camera and the flash? Well, that's a microphone. It's used for recording with the back camera. Everyone's eaten a Tic Tac at least once in their life, but most people don't know how to get them out of the box properly. If you don't want to eat the 20 of them that ended up in your hand, use this trick. Shake the box, turn it upside down, pull the lid, and voila! Now you'll get just one Tic Tac every time. The tiny plastic disc under the lid of your bottle of soda is not there as part of some competition. It's actually what keeps your drink fizzy. While the cap stops the liquid leaking out, this plastic disc holds the gases inside. Without this thing, cola would just be sweet water. If you've ever tried to use the blue side of your eraser to get rid of ink, your notebook probably ended up with holes in it. The blue part is actually meant to be used to erase pencil marks from thicker types of paper. It does work with ink as well, but make sure the paper is really thick. Stick sachets of sugar or salt are easier to open than many people think. There's no need to tear off one of the ends. The right way is actually to tear them down the middle. You might think there's no big difference, but at least you'll have fewer bits of paper. Driving on the highway can be stressful, and identifying the right exit lane is sometimes really tricky. But there's actually a simple way to work it out. If the exit sign is aligned to the right, it means the exit is on the right. And if it's aligned to the left, yeah, you got it. There's no need to gnaw on chicken wings. Just find the biggest protrusion of bones in the wing. First, twist the skinnier bone, wiggle it, and then pull it right out. Now you can enjoy your boneless chicken. Bottles have long necks for a reason. Hold the neck, not the bottle, if you want to enjoy a cold drink. The same goes for fancy glasses. Holding it by the stem stops it from being heated up by your hand. Most people don't associate takeaway food with fancy dinners. But a takeout container can still be turned into a plate. You just have to unfold it correctly. Does two zips for one section of your bag seem like too much? Maybe. But it's actually a great safeguard against pickpocketing. You can put a small lock between the two zippers to make sure no one can open your backpack. The slits on a box cutter blade are there to help you snap off a piece of it when it wears out. To do so safely, use the lid from the other side of the box cutter. Place it on the blade and bend it to break a section off. A pack of cotton pads has those strings attached so you can hang it on a hook or holder. And there's no need to unfasten the pack every time. Look at the bottom. It has that perforated line. Tear along it, and now you can pull the pads out easily. The button on the back of a shirt collar is there to hold a tie in place. Although with skinny ties being popular nowadays, it's become mostly decorative. All running shoes basically have an anti-blister system in their design. See that extra shoelace hole at the top of your sneakers? Make two loops with these holes by inserting the loose laces into them. Cross the laces over and insert them into the loops. Then pull the laces down, and you'll create a kind of lock to keep your feet snug in your shoes. A famous toy, Play-Doh, was originally invented as a wallpaper cleanser. Its sticky surface helped collect all the soot from the walls and houses with a fireplace. Initially, it was solid white, but it got many vivid colors later, so the detergent in this substance was removed and replaced by colorants. Another toy that was invented by accident is the Slinky. In 1943, Richard James, a mechanical engineer, was working to create unique springs that could keep ship equipment steady even if the sea was rough. While working, he accidentally knocked some samples off a shelf, and he realized those springs didn't just fall, but could literally walk. Frisbee was initially just a pie container. Its story began in Connecticut, where William Frisbee started the Frisbee Pie Company in the 1870s. Yale students would throw the empty pie tins to each other and yell, "Frisbee!" So it turned into a real game. Chewing gum was supposed to be a replacement for rubber. The rubber experiment failed, giving life to a modern version of chewing gum. Its ancient version has been around since the Neolithic period and was represented by birch bark tar. Mauve-colored dye was meant to have medical use. While trying to synthesize quinine, a chemist spotted unexpected residues in his lab, which later became the first synthetic dye ever. Bubble wrap was meant to become cutting-edge design wallpapers. The designer wanted it to be three-dimensional. However, the initial idea didn't work out. Some of the inventors noticed that it could be super helpful for wrapping fragile items, so it ended up being a protective wrap. One thing we can't imagine modern life without was invented by a lucky coincidence. It's not YouTube, I'm talking microwave. It was invented because Perry Spencer, an engineer, just wanted to test radar equipment. While testing, he realized it melted down a chocolate bar in one of his pockets. He then tested it on some corn, and it worked just fine. Always remember to wash your hands, because it may lead to unexpected circumstances. There was only one case in the whole history when dirty hands led to something sweet, like artificial sweetener. John Hopkins, a researcher, was trying to find new ways of how to use coal tar derivatives. He finished an experiment and started eating his lunch as he suddenly tasted something super sweet on his fingers. It was benzoic sulfamide, also known as saccharin, which turned out to be 300 times sweeter than regular sugar. Pillows looked quite different back in 7000 BCE Mesopotamia, where they were invented. First off, they were made of stone. Second, they weren't there for comfort, which is quite logical since sleeping on rocks is far from being comfy. Their initial purpose was to keep nasty bugs at bay, as they would constantly try to sneak into people's ears if people slept with no pillows. Yow! While knives are descendants of axes, forks came into fashion a little bit later. There are several theories about a fork's origins. It might come from either ancient Greece or the Eastern Roman Empire. By the 10th century, it became typical for the Middle East, but it became prevalent in Europe only a century later. It all started in the Italian peninsula, as pasta got increasingly popular, and it definitely required some cutlery. Vaseline was originally nothing but a residue called rod wax, and oil workers needed to remove it from oil rig pumps regularly. Somehow, they figured out that the substance could heal scratches and cuts if applied right onto the skin. Later on, a chemist, Robert Cheeseborough, looking for a new kind of fuels, saw the oil workers apply that jelly substance on their skin, so he ended up manufacturing a brand new multi-purpose product he called Vaseline. A teabag is another thing invented by accident. At the beginning of the 20th century, Thomas Sullivan wanted to sell his tea in a more sophisticated way than all the other people did, so he decided to pack it in silk bags. However, some customers thought it was a brand new, mess-free way of tea brewing. Well, those customers were right. Mouthwash is another thing customers didn't get right. Initially, it was invented as a sort of cleanser for surgical instruments. However, people thought it had way more potential, so they started applying it to multiple purposes, even as a deodorant, since it did keep germs and unpleasant smells at bay. Cellophane is another thing the inventor didn't expect to get in the end. A Swiss chemist wanted to create a tablecloth that wouldn't get stained as regular ones, so he tried to spray some waterproof substance on regular fabric. It came out quite stiff, and the waterproof coat got unstuck in one piece. It took about 10 years to polish the initial product up, but by 1912, cellophane was first used as a candy wrapping. Popsicle was never intended to be an ice pop. About 100 years ago, an 11-year-old boy left a glass with water, dissolved powdered soda, and a stick to mix it up on a porch during a cold night. In 1923, Frank Epperson, that very forgetful boy, first presented his accidental invention in a Californian park. There's no record about the original popsicle flavor, but among the first flavors, there was cherry, the most popular one, lemon, orange, banana, watermelon, and grape. The first chocolate chip cookies ever were meant to be just regular chocolate cookies. One day, Ruth Wakefield, the owner of an inn, ran out of baker's chocolate, so she decided to replace it with regular chocolate cut into pieces. She thought it would melt, but it didn't. It was definitely for the best.
Metal buttons on jeans, also known as rivets, helped make the pockets more durable when miners would fill them with heavy tools. They're still helpful today, even if you don't store anything heavy in your pockets. Rivets strengthen the seams and make your jeans last longer. These tiny ridges on the letters F and J on a keyboard help us find the correct keys while touch typing. Also, since they're located in the center, they indicate the optimum position for typing. By the way, QWERTY was invented back in the early 1870s, and before that, the first keyboards were piano-like, with two rows of characters in alphabetical order. Don't blame that little lump on your computer cable for irritating you when it gets stuck somewhere for the umpteenth time. This cylinder, shapes and colors may vary, actually helps prevent interference from other signals, like those your phone emits. A hole in the handle of pots and even frying pans is designed as a holder for spoons if it's large enough. This way, sauce or whatever you stir drops back into the pan, and there's no more mess in the kitchen. As for handles, jerry cans have three of them. It's a smart designer move, so when you carry it alone, you use only the central handle to distribute the weight evenly. But your friend wants to help you out. Each of you grabs the side handle. A lack of privacy in public bathrooms, I mean that significant gap beneath where standard doors tend to be, is there for a reason. This way, people do their business faster, and there are fewer lines. Also, if something goes wrong, it's easy to find a person who needs help. In London, some poles kind of look like street lamps, but there are no bulbs. Well, their official name is stink pipes. And they're a thing of the past now, but they used to come in handy back in the 19th century. These hollow poles would take the air and explosive gases with bad smells up to prevent unwanted consequences. Books are printed on large sheets, so one sheet can fit in four printed pages. If a book has an odd quantity of printed pages, chances are you'll get a blank one for notes or the author's signature. Toothbrush bristles have two secret features. First, they fade over time, so when it gets less bright, you gotta buy a new one. Also, the bristles vary in length, and longer ones on one end can help clean the back teeth better. Toothpaste stripes aren't more than a marketing trick. In the 70s, a leading toothpaste brand introduced a blue stripe, claiming their toothpaste had double action. Solid white toothpaste has the same functions, though. Originally, golf balls were smooth. They have a dimpled surface now because players noticed that overused balls with damages flew better than brand new ones. At some point, manufacturers started producing balls with dimples. Windshield black dots, or frits, help dispense the sun glaring right into your eyes. This frame keeps the UV rays away and helps the glass heat up evenly, so it's sort of sunglasses for your car. The tab on the rearview mirror wasn't meant to hold your air freshener. It's a tumbler between day and night mode. It keeps the glare from other cars at bay, so you can't be distracted by headlights behind you. color dots on chip bags help manufacturers control the package color and show what ink color was used on the package. No big deal. Your microwave probably has a silence mode. Press 1 or 0 and hold. It might work. Also, there is sometimes a mute button you kept ignoring all this time. Anyway, there are no two identical microwaves, so a manual should come in handy. Grocery cart loops help organize all the stuff in your cart better so you can enjoy your supermarket trip. You don't want to put your brand new fancy white jacket in a cart next to carrots and onions, huh? Fruit stickers know everything about your apple's past. A 5-digit number where the first number is 9 is a good sign. It's an organic product. A 4-digit number starting with 3 or 4 means it was conventionally farmed. If the number starts with an 8 and there are 5 digits, it's best to leave it on the shelf. Eye pencils have a sharpener installed in the package. The lid on the back part of the pencil doesn't only reveal the color. You can pull it out and sharpen up the product. If you don't feel like peeling an orange, cut it on top and bottom, make a slit on a side, and just pull it open. Toothpicks sometimes have several grooves, and the section with grooves is a makeshift holder. It's easy to break the toothpick into two parts. The smaller one with the groove can be used to avoid contact with the table.